for your fish oil for your heart, and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Vice President Mike Pence ripped House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi yesterday for her comments regarding employee bonuses resulting from the GOP tax cuts as mere crumbs. Take a listen to what Pence said at the GOP retreat.
Back when our kids were little, another $1,000 in my pocket at the end of the year, I had a term for that. Christmas. Or maybe a new refrigerator, a down payment on the car. Any leader in America that would say $1,000 in the pockets of working families is crumbs is out of touch with the American people.
With the Super Bowl just days away, Minneapolis fans and residents are seeing a heightened security presence. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen spoke to reporters yesterday about why the Super Bowl is an appealing target for terrorists.
It's obviously due to its size, its scope. It is and can be an attractive target. We don't have any credible or specific threat intel, but we will continue to actively monitor channels with our international partners.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
And we're hearing either today or tomorrow, President Donald Trump could be releasing that FBI memo, which talks about actions made by some FBI members. Now, there has been some talk that things were changed in this memo. That's according to Democrats such as Adam Schiff. Well, Congressman Mark Meadows says you have to consider the source.
Well, substantial changes. You have to consider the source. Adam Schiff has been saying, do not let the American people know what's going on. Let's keep everything secret. Because, indeed, the story that is out there really is talking about abuses. And so substantial changes, does it mean a grammatical change or does it mean one word here or there?
Actor Robert Wagner is a person of interest in the death of his wife, Natalie Wood, nearly 40 years ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
That's according to a lieutenant with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, which reopened the investigation into the actress's death in 2011. Natalie Wood died in November of 1981 while on the family's yacht near Catalina Island. Her husband, Wagner, as well as actor Christopher Walken and the boat captain, Dennis Davern, were on board the vessel at the time. Lieutenant John Carina telling CBS's 48 Hours, quote, as we've investigated the case over the last 6 years, I think he, meaning Wagner, has become more of a person of interest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
A lot of our new listeners there, I sub-reference a lot. We like to bring in movies, and television shows, and books, and all sorts of stuff into our program. I like to use these things. It sounds like tools to break things down into their simplest form. And I was thinking during the break, I was thinking about a movie I haven't seen in a long time, but I loved it. Didn't like the second one, didn't like the third one, but the first one was great. That's The Matrix. And it comes this point in time where the lead character, Keanu Reeves' character, eventually can see the Matrix. He can actually see the computer code that's around him, and he can manipulate it. That's honestly, that's kind of what it's like when you're trying. You're trying to like make sense out of everything around you. People ask me, they say, well, you know, Chris, how did you see this event? How did you see that event? How did you predict this? I'm not smarter. I'm not brighter than anybody else. I just have learned to tune out all of the noise, all of the static, and focus and observe. And if you let history be a guide and you learn from history and you're able to follow these things, you'll be able to see them as plain as day. They're right there in front of you. And, you know, for how long have we been saying here on the program, how many columns have I written here on the show where I've talked about, you know what? You know, the economy's not coming back. The economy is stuck in the mud. Barack Obama comes out and tells us that, you know, this is what we have to get used to. We're not going to see 3% growth anymore. Job creation is not going to be the same. Manufacturing jobs are not coming back to the United States. He said all of this. This was him. And I'm like, no. We are better positioned as a nation now. We have more going for us now than we did back in the 1980s, than we did back in the 1970s. Our potential is even greater. Case in point. Story comes out this past week. U.S. oil output expected to surpass Saudi Arabia. We are now going to rival Russia for the top spot. Now, you explain to me how that's a bad thing. Again, go back to the 1970s. Actually, there was a scene. It was on TV this past week. It was clicking channels, the movie Miracle, about the 1980 Olympic hockey team, and they were showing the gas lines back in the 1970s. They kind of woke me up because now I remember them. And I was like, oh, yeah. That won't happen anymore. We've completely changed the dynamic. What did it take? What did it take? All it took was getting rid of regulations, eliminating roadblocks, mines, out in front of business owners to get them to want to go out there and build and expand again. All it took, a little bit of tax reform, making us competitive with the rest of the globe. Did you see some of the numbers this past week? Caterpillar dealer sales soar most in 6 years. Did you see their earnings numbers? They're outstanding. What does Caterpillar make? Huh? Well, you don't think that the economy's doing well? Caterpillar's doing well. Economy's doing pretty well. And that's what matters to. I want to touch on this. And several guest appearances on radio shows this past week. And what did I get again? What did I get? Hey, Chris, so well, Dow futures are up right now. And what do you think? Dow did this. Now, I don't care. Okay? I don't. If you were to ask me at 4:05 what the Dow, the NASDAQ, or the S&P 500 did, I don't know. I don't watch it. I care about fundamentals. I explained earlier on the program, we talked about this earlier on the program, about how we build portfolios for people. In essence, it's a hedge fund of you. I care about individual companies that I own, the ETFs, the stuff that we're doing. The day-to-day fluctuations in the market are, it's useless to me. It doesn't matter. How is the economy doing? That's the question. What are the underlying fundamentals of our economy? Now, going back, and I described this going back to George W. Bush, because believe me, I was very, very critical of him as well. George W. Bush got, Nancy Pelosi was running the show. Nancy Pelosi was out there basically telling George what to do. Oh, it was that second little tax deal that they did. It was the first Bush checks that he sent out. And there was a second round of checks that he sent out. I think anybody who made less than $70,000. And I'm laughing. I'm saying to myself, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, this is going to really, it's going to really get the economy going. Business owners will say, oh, great, fantastic. It's like the equivalent of drinking a Red Bull and being awake for a little while. It was nothing. But again, this is something that people need to understand. And they don't. How is the economy doing? It's doing well. It's doing well. Again, take a look at what do you think corporate profits are going to be when we hit that 3.5, 4, above 4%? You don't think that I have people that I listen to and talk to that are on the ground there at Davos that are saying that people are very, very bullish on America? I know it's a cliche. They're bullish on America. They're looking to invest here in the United States. You get it? The United States is now a hot country to invest in. Why? Well, we're not going to be taking companies' heads off because of the difficult and the ridiculous taxes and regulations that we used to have. That's what works. Again, not a difficult thing. Not a difficult thing to accomplish at all. Anyway, I said, sometimes I'll just get out of the way. Get out of the way and everything will be okay. I want to talk about some other stories in the news that I kind of found fascinating. And again, it's going to change things up to some degree. And this one, I kind of saw this one coming. And again, whenever I talk about this, some people out there, they get upset. Well, I'd say, Chris, they're going to raise people's taxes. Whoa. They're not raising anybody's taxes. They're just collecting taxes. It's a story out of Massachusetts. Amazon is giving in to Massachusetts tax officials and agrees to turn over the third-party seller data. So, again, getting people out there, I'm going to start collecting taxes. Yes, so. Listen, I may not like high taxes. I may not like paying sales taxes. But you know what? We're all supposed to be equal under the law, are we not? Why should one company pay a tax when another one not pay a tax? Now, I can make fun, like I always do here, big companies like Amazon. Where's Bezos now? He's got his top 20 places he wants to set up his second headquarters. And there's rumors out there of municipalities offering to the billions of dollars in stimulus. How's that right? How's that fair? It's not. It's not. That should be illegal too. We are all supposed to be, and this is where we get ourselves into trouble as a nation. And this would divide. This takes nations apart. When it divides a nation, when people don't feel like the rules are applied equally for all. That is the issue. That's what causes the problems. And Jefferson talked about that in the Declaration of Independence, did he? You ask where? Well, all men are created equal. That's what he meant. All men, we're all supposed to be equal under the law. That was Thomas Jefferson's shot at the divine right of kings. That's what it was. It was his shot at the divine right of kings. This is why, yeah. You're a third-party seller on Amazon? Yes. You, too, should have to collect sales taxes and pay them. Anyway, quickly on this story before we have to go to break. This is something I'm really kind of excited about this in terms of tech and advancements. You see all the great technology that comes out, and sometimes I get aggravated because I see how it's just wasted on stupid apps and stupid crap. I'm not talking about stupid crap. I'm talking about, like, Alexa. Apple's putting out one of these things, too, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous. They got another one of those little speakers people put into their homes. But anyway, Apple's now going to let you keep your medical records on your iPhone and your Apple Watch. They are going to be investing a lot of money in this Apple Watch in regards to health. A lot of money. And again, I think this is something that's worldwide. Again, you know, $350 billion, like we talked about last week, is a lot of cake and can do a lot of good. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. That expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Celebrate the new year with a financial resolution to put your rewards programs to work for you. Bank of America's Kevin Condon offers a smart strategy.
Think about your categories of spending and the companies you'll use most often in 2018. Step back and determine how you can layer your rewards programs to make them work together. For example, when traveling, you can combine airline, hotel, shopping, and banking rewards programs to get more bang for your buck.
Consolidating your rewards programs and getting a full understanding of the benefits can also pay off, according to Condon.
Staying loyal to your favorite brands can help you earn more rewards and give you the best chance of achieving elite status. For example, if you consolidate your finances with Bank of America, you could be eligible for our Preferred Rewards program, which offers bonus credit card rewards, discounts on home and auto loans, $0 Merrill Edge trades, and no-fee ATM transactions.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I'm just asking for somebody to explain it to me. Okay? Because I honestly, I just don't get it. I just don't get. I walk into people's houses and they have this Alexa thing there. Well, Alexa, and what's the other one? Is Google Home? Is the other one? And I'm saying, why? Why would you put a bug in your home? Why would you do that? What? Because you can say, "Hey Alexa, tell me what the temperature is outside." Alexa, what's on at 8 o'clock tonight? Really? You're going to put a bug in your home from that? It reminded me this past week, I was thinking about it, of The Sopranos. When in The Sopranos, the FBI was trying to figure out a way. It was a whole big thing and trying to get a bug into Tony Soprano's house and what they had to go through to get that bug into Tony Soprano's house. And then they put it inside a desk lamp that he had down there in his basement, and it showed what they had to do at Quantico and how to make the scratches the same and all this stuff. And they finally get the bug into Tony Soprano's house, and what does his daughter Meadow do? Takes it with her to college, and they lose it. You people do know that you have this speaker thing in your house that thing can go on at any time, and they can just record everything that you say or do. How that does not creep you out, I'll never I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mentioned this. I think I did. It was last spring. I'm down in the Soho area of Manhattan with my wife, and we're walking around. And Soho's a nice area, nice stores. It's one of those places where they have a donut shop where, you know, they sell like $5 donuts. But anyway, I guess Google was coming out with their new little speaker majigger, whatever you call these things, bug majigger, Google Home that looks like a donut. So they were giving them away for free. It was like some sort of promotion. Giving them away for free at this donut shop in Soho. The line went on for blocks. There were thousands of people waiting in line to get this Google Majigger speaker thing they're going to stick in their house. Literally putting a bug in their house. Whatever. Whatever. Crazy. Anyway, got to talk a little bit about taxes right now. Yeah, Alanis Morissette had that song there, Ironic. And that, isn't it ironic, you think? Isn't it ironic that we have the governors of two of the bluest of blue states, California and New York? Isn't it ironic that you have two of those governors looking to find a way to help their wealthy citizens avoid paying federal taxes? They are. See, normally these guys are railing against wealthy people, railing against rich people about how awful they are and they're not paying their fair share. But now they're trying to help their wealthy residents avoid paying federal taxes. You couldn't make this stuff up if you wanted to. Why are they doing this? They're scared. They're scared. They're frightened. They're all upset. Why? Well, they're afraid that some of their best, how shall I put this, customers. Yeah, the people that are paying the bulk of the taxes within either state are going to say, "That's it. I'm out. I'm out. Basta. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm moving to Texas. I'm moving to Arizona. I'm moving to Nevada. I'm moving to Florida. I'm out." That's what they're afraid of. You see, people, it's all about money. Just that simple. It's all about money. And these big states are all upset now because the SALT deduction has gone to $10,000. Get a lot of people upset about it as well. I've taken a completely different tact. I'm here to tell you, I mean, based upon what I've gone through, my taxes are going up. Tax reform, my taxes are going to be higher. I'm losing the deduction that I had on my estate income taxes and on my property taxes. There you go. Am I angry, upset? No. And it has to do with the SALT deduction. It is what it is. You see, people, I made the conscious decision to move back here to New York for certain reasons. Why should people in states that do not have state income taxes or high property taxes, why in the world should they have to subsidize me? They shouldn't. If I don't like it, I can move. Yeah, I can move. Federal taxes have nothing to do with state tax. Shouldn't get any deduction based upon that. You can decide where you live. You know, the funny thing is you get these governors in these states. They don't want to do the right thing. I, for the life of me, I don't understand. Where does the money go? Where does all the money go? You know, granted, I pay high property taxes here, and I see that, you know, what goes to the fire department, what goes to the town library. I see what goes to the schools. I get that. And I fine, that's great. I have great schools here. I have no problem with that. My state income taxes? I don't know. I'm so amazed at that. You know, how do states without income tax, how do they manage to get by without charging people all this money? How's that work? Is big government. These states have big payrolls. Okay? They've got a lot of people they have to pay. Again, I grew up in Albany, New York. And there's a state office building every 5 feet. And hey, let's put it to you this way. One of the things that people shoot for, it's almost like they throw parties. It's like people talk about, oh, he got a job with the state. It's so lucky. Again, it is. It's almost like living in Europe up there to some degree. You get a job with the state. Well, like, oh, okay, I'm done. Life's over. You know, I'll work till I'm, 55 years old, can retire from the state, got my pension, got my time off. You know, I'll work a couple hours a day and I'm good. Yeah. I don't know how people live like that, but they do. Yeah. So New York is thinking about, they're actually thinking about getting rid of their state income tax and instead charging employers a higher payroll tax. So that employers, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to lower people's salaries. And New York State says, well, you're going to get it back in a tax credit, which will then you'll give to the employee, which doesn't seem right to me because I don't think it's legal for your employer to pay your taxes. I think that would count as income. California, on the other hand, is trying to create some sort of charity fund where your taxes would be donated to this fund and it would be considered a charity and then you could write it off. This is like tax evasion, people. This is stuff that if you brought it in normally into the IRS, the IRS would be like, what are you doing, man? You're kidding, right? You're trying to write it down this way? And this, again, coming from state governors. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The changes to our business tax alone are expected to raise average household income by $4,000. Roughly 3 million workers have already received tax cut bonuses and raises totaling thousands and thousands of dollars per worker.
President Donald Trump in West Virginia. The president also talked about House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling the recent tax law related bonuses crumbs.
We were waiting for February. And then we got hit with these corporations giving tremendous bonuses to everybody that Nancy Pelosi called crumbs. That was a bad, that could be like deplorable. Does that make sense? Deplorable and crumbs? Those two words, they seem to have a resemblance.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. We're still helping our clients. We're getting through a lot of the stuff from 2017 with taxes, but we are prepping for 2018 and the tax reform, and we're going to be doing a lot more on taxes. Now, I'm not going to be doing a ton here on the show, okay? Yeah, I've been doing radio now for 18 years, and I try to make things as interesting as possible. Tax stuff is hard, but we're going to be putting together some great informational kits that we're going to be able to give away here on the program. I'm going to be bringing our tax guru, and the guy runs the accounting division, the ones that we look to, D'Onofrio Incorporated. He's going to be coming on the program soon to start going over all of this stuff because, again, it's confusing. And a lot of people are kind of upset. And I have to admit, I warned everybody about this, I'm upset about many things in this tax reform. Again, it was sold as tax cuts. It's not tax cuts. Okay? Yes. Corporations got some serious tax cuts, and that's good. We need to be competitive. But for a lot of the smaller businesses out there, you know what? You got stuck. Let me put this into perspective. This is a Wall Street Journal piece. The owner of a successful chain of tanning salons should qualify for a new tax deduction. But someone who makes the same amount of money from a group of dermatology clinics won't. A high-earning architect can generally claim that same tax break, but the designer who collects a big fee for working on the building's interior can't.
a chef who owns her restaurant can also expect to pay less, but that might not be true if she is a celebrity chef. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're all kind of scratching our heads over this stuff. We are. Lots of quirks in this tax law. This has to do with pass-through businesses, which are firms that pay tax through individual, not corporate returns. I'm one of those pass-throughs. The new law contains guardrails designed to limit the pass-through deductions cost and prevent people from claiming a business tax break for what is really labor income. Among them, doctors, lawyers, my business, financial services. And again, you tell me how this is right and how this is fair. Explain it to me. Again, I talked about equality under the law and the need for us to be equal under the law. How is that the case? How can a guy, again, how can a dermatology clinic making the same money as a place that owns tanning salons, both pass through corporations, how can one pay a higher tax rate than the other? I give you Washington. Again, they spiked the football over this stuff. But look what they did. It's incomplete. They didn't do what was necessary. Okay? I'm not letting Trump off the hook, and I'm not letting Republicans off the hook with this crap. Forget about the Democrats. All they needed to do was to take a look at our national budget and say, hey, where are we going to cut? Where are we going to cut? Where are we going to find savings? And they weren't able to do that. Anyway, I want to touch on this as well. And I want to let everyone know, okay, especially all you small business owners out there. The association health plans that have taken effect, what does that mean? You can now get on board with other small businesses. You can jump aboard union plans, put various different plans together, and lower the price of your health insurance. I've done it. I just did it for this year, for 2018. And I got a much, much better plan, costing around the same, but it's much, much better. And I'm not going to be spending as much out of pocket for things that I spend money on, that I spent on last year. It is working. Okay. It's helpful. It's not the end all be all. Okay. It's not. We got a lot of issues with Obamacare because it's still there coming down the pike, but it definitely is a step in the right direction. But I did want to touch on this story though, because I found this fascinating. It's regards to Obamacare. And we actually speculated on this on the program, and the statistics have kind of again proven us right. A report just came out from the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, providing pretty convincing evidence that Obamacare's Medicaid expansion is at least partially to blame for the recent opiate epidemic. The Senate report notes that those with a Medicaid card, get this, follow these numbers, can get prescriptions for opiates such as oxycodone for as little as $1 for up to 240 pills. Again, that's we, the taxpayer, paying for those pills. Yet those pills can be sold on the street for up to $4,000. The report goes on, and it gets involved in all the things that are happening in the states and the states that expanded Medicaid and how bad it's gotten there. And, yeah, it's pretty much plain as day. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value parts stores. For me, Auto Value parts stores are a home run every time.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. You know, whatever happened to all those code pink wackos? Whatever happened to them? I don't know. They used to be an anti-war group. They spent time hanging out down at George W. Bush's ranch at Crawford and protesting him. And you know what's interesting about the lot of the anti-war left is that they find it they protest when it's convenient for them. Don't you think? You didn't see them when Barack Obama was president, when we're invading Libya and war on terror continues on. I for one, have talked about this here on the program, and I've given my stance on our foreign policy, which, again, I don't even know what our foreign policy is. I don't. What I do know is the amount of money that we spend on all of our wars, the amount of money we spend on our military. And I look at that, and I say to myself, you know, there might be a better use for some of that. Not to mention all of the lives that have been lost or devastated due to death, injury, whatever it may be. Story came out, and again, didn't even make big news. Didn't even make big news. Big terror attack at an international hotel in Kabul. 19 civilians killed, many Americans killed. I want everybody to think about this for a second. It's 2018. It's 2018, and we are still in Afghanistan. We are still in Afghanistan, and Donald Trump just called for an additional 1,000 troops, bringing our troop levels up to 15,000 in Afghanistan. Why? Why? I don't understand. Again, one of the things that I liked about Donald Trump's platform, part of his America First platform, is he said the same thing. Why are we still in these places? Why don't we get out of these places? We don't need to be here, there, everywhere, all over the world. Yet we are. We are. You see what's going on right now in Syria? You've got the Turks are bombing our allies in Syria, which are the Kurds, and they're bombing them. Yet Turkey is in NATO and supposed to be one of our allies. We have a base in Turkey that has nukes. Let me ask you a question, people. Why would anybody get themselves involved with a circular firing squad? That's what the Middle East is. A circular firing squad. And we still think that for some reason you get, yay, neoconservatives out there, people think that we're going to be able to step in and deal with this. We need to wake up. The definition of stupidity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting some sort of different result. Anyway. Now, we get back. I ran out of time here. I wanted to talk about this. It's kind of on the foreign policy front. Again, stuff that we're not being reported on here in the United States. We've got to start paying a little bit of attention to Europe. We got more countries there looking to leave the EU. No, I'm not kidding. Not might just Brexit. Might be Italy. Even Macron's talking about France. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Sandcastle virtues are all swept away.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.
Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, yeah. Little Neil Diamond. Yes, I am a big Neil Diamond fan. And it was sad. I heard this past week, Neil Diamond's been struck with Parkinson's, 77 years old, and he's been one of the top touring artists ever. I mean, he's just always on tour all the time, and he announced he's not going to be able to do it anymore, and it's sad. It is. Love a lot of his stuff. Anyway, welcome back. As you can tell, we got an eclectic taste in music here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Hey, I wanted to touch on this. This, again, stories that you need to pay attention to. Some of the politics and some of the things that are taking place over in Europe are kind of fascinating. Italy, for one. And people say, it's just Italy. Italy is the eighth largest economy in the world. Might surprise you, but it is. And, well, there's two political parties there. Silvio Berlusconi, believe it or not, is back. And he's running the Forza Italia party. And there's another party that I found out about decades ago when I first moved there, and I found the whole thing fascinating because to me, it was like looking at it was like a secessionist party. They call themselves La Lega Nord. And their basic philosophy was, you know what? We want to divide the country up. They're the part of the northern part of Italy, where that makes the economy hum. It's where a lot of the businesses are. It's where a lot of the industry is in the country. And they were just sick and tired of having their tax dollars being sent to Rome and being spent elsewhere. But there's some real talk over there about whether or not they want to remain in the European Union. Now, you also had Emmanuel Macron from France actually come out and say, hey, listen, if we were to put it to a vote here in France, the French would want to leave as well. Now, do I think that Italy or France are going to leave? No. But what it does do and what Brexit started is it's going to put pressure on the bureaucrats in Brussels. It's going to put pressure on them that, you know what, you better start changing your ways or this might happen. Again, I like the original concept of the European Union. I really did. But again, like many things in life, once you start a bureaucracy, the bureaucracy doesn't want to stop growing. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more involved. And it gets more involved in everyone's lives. And the more that happens, the more freedom is lost. Now, they're telling you, we're here to help you. We're here to all this stuff. And all they do is they make life worse. Anyway, it's power. You kind of think that whole kind of subset power, idea and power in the Lord of the Rings, when they say in the beginning of the movie that man craves more than anything else is power. It's true. We got a lot of people out there that can't get a check on power. They want more and more of it. Anyway, I got to talk a little bit about, what's the big political story that's being bounced back and forth. And again, we look at it differently. FISA memos, right? FISA memos, corruption in Washington, D.C., to release the memo, to not release the memo, missing texts, all of this stuff that's going on. Well, I'm going to give you a different take. Anybody ask themselves? Because, again, you got to always ask questions and observe. Always constantly be asking questions. Why is it? They haven't released the memo yet? Why? I mean, it's all these people coming out and talking about it. Why aren't all these texts being hidden? Why aren't they getting this information out? People, they don't know what to do. Yeah. Both Republicans and Democrats don't know what to do. I for one, again, mentioned back in 2009, 2010 that I like Julian Assange. I like what Edwin Snowden did. We get all the Sam the Eagle conservatives. Oh, these guys are traitors. I didn't say they were traitors. They were me. They were heroes. They were telling the American people that, you know what, you're being spied on. Your telephone conversations are being listened into. They're being recorded. We're collecting all of the data that you have when you're serving. It was scary, scary stuff to me. The Patriot Act. What the government can do. These FISA courts, these secret courts where they're going to come in and they're going to tap you. Tap your phones. Tap your home. Donald Trump talked about it last spring and he was made fun of and he was right. He was spot on. Again, people, we have a constitution. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Why we decide to discard it and put it away. And again, we're always told by, again, the powers that be that there's some boogeyman trying to kill us, right? Oh, we need to have all these powers. We need to have the Patriot Act. We need to have all this stuff to keep you safe. So we're going to take the Constitution and throw it out the window? Then what do we have anyway? What's the point? Well, I'm telling you right now that I think both the left and the right, Democrats, Republicans, again, the establishment, they're afraid to release a lot of this information because it might open up people's eyes. It might open up people's eyes and people might say, well, wait a second. Wait a second. We're given all of this power. You people in D.C., you know, the wealthiest area of the country, the four wealthiest zip codes surrounding Washington, D.C., we're giving these people all of this power to spy on us, to look at our stuff. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. But I don't think that we should do that. The greater transparency, the better off we're going to be. You got to understand where their power comes from, right? Divide and conquer. Separating us into little groups. Once both sides can understand this, then you know what? Then we'll defeat the old watchdog at Wall Street access to evil. Anyway, had a wonderful time today on the program, everybody. As always, watchdogonwallstreet.com, our site. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. God bless everybody. We'll see you next week.
USA Radio News.
The changes to our business tax alone are expected to raise average household income by $4,000. Roughly 3 million workers have already received tax cut bonuses and raises totaling thousands and thousands of dollars per worker.
President Donald Trump in West Virginia. The president also talked about House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling the recent tax law related bonuses crumbs.
We were waiting for February, and then we got hit with these corporations giving tremendous bonuses to everybody that Nancy Pelosi called crumbs. That could be like deplorable. Does that make sense? Deplorable and crumbs? Those two words, they seem to have a resemblance.
For all of these stories and more, please check out USARadio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget. And you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate, you don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Some news is coming out about the economy before the big jobs report is released tomorrow. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. The Labor Department reporting today that more Americans were working and the number of claims did unexpectedly drop below what economists had predicted. Initial claims for jobless benefits falling by 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 230,000 for the week that ended on January 27th.
Victor Quinez is a senior at El Rancho High School. He got sick and tired of hearing his teacher talk bad about the military, so he decided to record it. That video now went viral, and the teacher has since been suspended. The high school senior joined Fox News to talk about what happened the day he recorded the videos.
Well, pretty much that day was another student wearing a Marine Corps shirt, and I was wearing my Marine Corps sweater. As I went up to turn in my assignment, he looked at my sweater like, really? Not you too. And he made me explain myself in front of the whole entire class.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a one-